Welcome to Sharing the Word. I'm your host, Dr. Driver. In chapter 8, Solomon goes on and he says, I'm going to read the first 8 verses. He says, "Who is like the wise man? Who knows the explanation of things? Wisdom brightens a man's face and changes its hard appearance. Obey the king's command, I say, because you took an oath before God. Do not be in a hurry to leave the king's presence. Do not stand up for a bad cause, for he will do whatever he pleases, since a king's word is supreme. Who can say to him, 'What are you doing?'" Now I'm going to stop there, and I'm going to continue going through the first 8 verses, but I'm going to stop at 1-4. My friends, there are a lot of people who are now becoming radicals or partisan to their particular political parties that they're affiliated with. But it doesn't matter if you're a left Democrat or right Republican. Who's ever in power, listen to me, whoever is your president, who's been appointed by the people, you need to pray for that person. It doesn't matter if it was President Trump to now President Biden, or even before that with Barack Obama, or even anyone that has been a president. If they are still in power, please pray for your leaders. This is told by the book of Romans that we must pray for our leaders, also in 1 Corinthians. So I want you to stop being so hateful or critical towards your leadership when you have a responsibility as a Christian to pray for those that are in power, from the president to the governor to the mayors to the city councilman to even any legislator. You must pray for your leaders because they hold the power that God has ordained to be over us. God puts leaders in place and God can take leaders out. God raises nations, God lowers nations. So everything that we're going through, God has put into place. Keep that in mind, and you won't carry a critical spirit with you any longer. So it says, obey the king. Verse 5, whoever obeys his commands will come to no harm, and the wise heart will know the proper time and procedure. For there is a proper time and procedure for every matter, though a man's misery weighs heavily upon him. Since no man knows the future, who can tell him what is to come? No man has power over the wind to contain it, so no one has the power over the day of his death. As no one is discharged in time of war, so wickedness will not release those who practice it. The message here is this. We all have accountability. You must obey the president of the United States. We don't have a king, we have a president. Obey the leaders. Now, there is a balance between obeying laws for civil, moral compliance, or are the laws set up for you to walk away and disobey God? Don't follow any laws if it is against the word of God. Yes, pray for your leaders. Please pray for all leaders, even your boss on the job. Pray for your leaders. But I say to you again, as the apostle said in the book of Acts, we would rather obey God than man. Now, the laws are in place to keep us from committing crime, then you follow those laws. The laws tell you to drive 55, you drive 55. Those are in place to protect you. The laws tell you to pay taxes, like Jesus said, whose inscription is on this coin? Then give to Caesar what is Caesar, and to God what is God. Stop fighting over who's in office or who's about to be in office. Follow the laws of the land, and you will have more peace and more rest than fighting against those that are in power. Because we have no control, as Solomon has said here in chapter 8. We have no control over the things that are going on. Whoever obeys the king, Whoever obeys his command will have no harm come to him. So follow the rules. There's a difference between violating Constitution, violating the laws itself. A leader can't violate the laws that they put in place. It's kind of hard to get people to follow somebody if they're going to violate their own laws. So got to have some consistency. But what I'm talking about is obeying God's word. I'm going to repeat myself. I am talking about obeying God's word. But please follow the rules that are out there. It is for your protection, and this is what God has ordained us to do, is to be people who follow the rules. But always follow the rules that govern society, but never follow a rule. And I'm standing on this. Never follow a rule that takes you away from obeying God's word. I will not bow down to a man. Word of God. First commandment. Hate myself. I will not follow a law of this land that tells me that I must serve and bow down to some man-made or man-idol. I will not do that. That violates the Bible. That violates the Ten Commandments. And I will not create a graven image to worship it. And I will not take the Lord's name in vain and blaspheme God. If your government tells you to do that, you got to say, hey, my God, my religion is I can't do that. But in closing on this subject, please pray for each other. Pray for your leaders. Solomon says in verse 7, since no man knows the future, who can tell him what is to come? We are too busy being driven by political rhetoric and ideology. We have more people tuning into the news to hear about this party versus turning in or tuning in to something that relates to a preacher of what he's saying. We don't have a crystal ball that can tell us what tomorrow's going to bring. So we don't know what's going to happen. We can look at the signs of the times, according to Matthew 24, but we have no forecast of what's going to happen a minute from now, 2 hours from now, or the next day. Solomon says that we have no power over the wind. You have no power over the government. You have no power over the wind. You have no power over the natural disasters that come upon this land. You have no power. And he also goes on and he says that there is a proper time and a procedure for every matter. And I get if there are some who say they don't want to get vaccinated, there's a proper time for that. There's some who say they don't want to get the booster, there's a time for that. There's a time to vote, and there's a time to say, what is the point of voting? People are bringing everything into political rhetoric and talk. But I'm telling you, my friends, obey the laws of the land. Pay your taxes. Fear God. Obey his commandments, and you will be fine. Verse 9. All this I saw as I applied my mind to everything done under the sun. There's a time when a man lords it over others to his own hurt. Then, too, I saw the wicked buried, those who used to come and go from the holy place and receive praise in the city where they did this. This, too, is meaningless. Now, when I look at this, I can say, again, just bringing up politics. There are many people who love being on TV spouting their own belief that they can do this for the country and do that for the country. That's their opinion. That's their desire, is to make positive changes for their own political party. Okay, but again, like everyone else, we all have a destination. We all have a time allotted, and our time is very short. But again, many people like to seek praises from man, but this too is meaningless. So let me try not to make this too political for you. And for those who would listen to this, I am not talking bad about anybody. I won't do that because that's against the word of God. But I'm telling you that just because the government says something that we must follow, it has to line up with the Constitution. It has to line up with the laws of the land. I don't think anybody would dispute that. But I'm telling you, I cannot worship another God. I just can't. I'm not wired that way, being born again, and I'm not going to have a government official tell me I must bow down to serve a false god or an idol that was made. I just can't do that. If you look in the Old Testament, that's what Daniel had to go through. That's what Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego had to go through. So you're going to have to make that decision. You either submit to the laws of the land that are against the word of God and maybe be thrown into the fire or a lion's den or have your house taken from you, but you're going to have to make that decision. I'm telling you, my decision is to always follow the Lord God Almighty's word and be obedient to everything God says to do. Verse 11, when the sentence of a crime for a crime is not quickly carried out, the hearts of the people are filled with schemes to do wrong. We're seeing that. I have to apply what's going on. We have so much crime going on that there's defund the police. There's people who are letting people out without even posting bail. I mean, you get arrested and then you're set free. There's the snab and grab or whatever you want to call it out there. People are just running into stores and grabbing and running out. They're not being arrested. So when we see that kind of crime going on or people being pushed in front of a train, then we ask ourselves, where's our society going? So he is saying, when the sentence for a crime is not quickly carried out, the hearts of the people are filled with schemes to do wrong. So it's almost like saying, hey, I'm a law-abiding citizen. If you're not going to punish somebody who robs a bank or commits murder, then why do I need to follow the laws? Well, the Bible tells you to follow the laws of the land. Don't let people who do evil cause you to abandon your righteous living to do evil as well. You hear me? Don't do that. Sure, everybody seems to be getting away with it, but God is a God of justice. And God will bring those who do evil to judgment. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord, I will repay. So do not go out and commit crimes because other people who are wicked are getting away with it. Verse 12. Although a wicked man commits 100 crimes and still lives a long time, I know that it will go better with God-fearing man who are reverent before God. So again, I just said this. So you can look at somebody who's not getting arrested, or maybe they get arrested and they're released. They go and commit crime again, and they get arrested and they're released. They go and commit a crime again, they get arrested, and they get released. Don't repeat what these criminals or wicked people are doing. Everyone has to stand and give an account before God for every word, for every thought, and for every action. And as the word just told us, although wicked people may commit crimes 100 times over, it is still better to fear God and obey his commandments according to his written word. That's in verse 12. Verse 13. Yet because the wicked do not fear God, it will not go well with them, and their days will not lengthen like a shadow. See, my friends, what I liked about chapter 8 is we look around and we see what's going on in the world. And it seems like the wicked are getting away with everything. Come on, you guys are seeing that. You're feeling that. But I'm telling you, the word is telling us, it is better to fear God and obey God than to fear man and be a person who is a people pleaser, which will lead to your destruction. And he says in 13, the wicked who don't fear God, who do not fear God, it will not go well for them. They don't have Jesus in their life. And they're going to have to give an account for all the things they have done. Look, if they don't believe in the judgment of God, and when he opens the books and gives an account of what you did. And then he opens the final book and says, your name's not written in a book of life. Depart from me, I never knew you. Hey, you reap what you sow. So don't let the wicked depress you because you see that the government or the people who are in authority are letting them off. Believe that God is a God of justice. He's a holy God. He's omnipotent God. He will take care of the problem. Verse 14, there is something else meaningless that occurs on earth. Righteous men who get what the wicked deserve, and wicked men who get what the righteous deserve. This too, I say, is meaningless. Now, I get it. I said this in a previous episode. Why do bad things happen to good people? We've heard that. There's books on that. And then why do the wicked seem to get more rewarded for their behavior? They just seem to get promoted either whatever arena they're in. They seem to get rewarded for their bad behavior. So they keep doing it. And then those who are righteous do good things and they get punished and it's more severe. I get it. It doesn't make sense. But the Bible is telling us God is the equalizer. Say that out loud. God is the equalizer and he will take care of it. So here's verse 15. So I commend the enjoyment of life because nothing is better for a man under the sun than to eat and drink and be glad. Then joy will accompany him in his work all the days of the life God has given him under the sun. Wow. So maybe what we need to do is turn the TV off. Stop watching the news. Turn your radio off, maybe, for listening to the news. Listen to beautiful music. Listen to worship songs. Think of things that are pure, lovely, and gracious, anything worthy of praise. Think of those things according to Philippians 4, starting in verse 8. My friends, it is better that we just give everything unto God and do it with gladness. Do it with joy, because that's what God gave it to us for. I'm not going to let the things of this world depress me enough where I don't enjoy my life. I'm going to enjoy going to the gym and working out. I'm going to enjoy going to work or visiting some people. I'm going to enjoy sitting here and doing my ministry podcast. I'm going to enjoy that. I'm not going to let things get me down, because that's my lot in life. Whatever your lot in life, do it with joy and get off the negativity train that everybody wants you to get on. They always want to bring up politics. Remember the old days, people say, never talk about politics, religion, and taxes. Something to that effect. Or we all will die one day. We'll pay taxes for sure, and then we die. Yeah. Don't talk religion with anybody. Don't talk politics with anybody. Don't talk about money with anybody. Okay. Because it depresses people? Hey, anything to talk about the Lord, I'm going to talk about the Lord. Maybe you should get to the same point. But I see some merit in what they're saying. So in today's world, only talk to people that can give you some uplifting news or uplifting songs of praises and hymns. That's what the Bible tells us. Okay? Let me close with the final verses of chapter 8. When I applied, he says, my mind to know wisdom and to observe man's labor on earth, his eyes not seeing sleep day or night, then I saw all that God has done. No one can comprehend what goes on under the sun. Despite all his efforts to search it out, man cannot discover its meaning. Even if a wise man claims he knows, he cannot really comprehend it. Now, my heart is I would say at my young age of 60, my heart is at peace. Because even though God has blessed me with so much training in my life, from private schools to military to academia with terminal degrees, I have 3 terminal degrees, bear with me, I feel like I don't know enough. And because I don't know enough about all the education that God has blessed me with, I'm still learning, I'm still seeking, I'm still trying to say, teach me, Lord, teach me, Lord, teach me, Lord. Because no matter how much wisdom I ask for, I still don't know things. And there's things I don't need to know. And maybe the things I want to know, God doesn't want me to know. So the good news is, even a wise man claims he knows he cannot really comprehend it all. And that's what I want you to understand. Don't hang around people that are know-it-alls, because we all are in a lifelong learning process until the Lord comes, or until we end up in the grave. So I want to thank you for listening to Sharing the Word and the study on the book of Ecclesiastes. I look forward to hearing your feedback on how this book has helped you or changed your life. It has for me, and I really enjoy giving you the message on this podcast channel. May the Lord bless you and keep you, and may His face shine upon you. Go with God, go in peace, in Jesus' name. Thanks for listening to Sharing the Word. Join me again as we discuss Bible topics that will help you live a victorious life through Jesus Christ.